Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. My name is Mark Labar with you once again this month. We got a great show lined up for you. I got a chance to sit down with Christina Majowski and Miranda Terry, and they came over to my place and we chatted for a little while about the transitioning dance group. Christina handing over the reins to Miranda to take over starting this year. It was a really interesting interview. I got to talk a lot about some of the trips we've taken, some of the things that we've done together, and learned a lot about, you know, what it takes to run a group like Treglove for so long in the community. On top of that, we have some fantastic music for you and some news from right here in Winnipeg, so let's get started. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. My name is Mark Labar, and I am sitting in the kitchen of my house with Christina and Miranda, and we're here to talk a little bit about the dance group, because that's how we all kind of connect together. And so, Christina, I'm going to start with you. I want to get a little bit of your history and your background in the group. So can you tell me a little bit about when you got started, why you got started, how the whole thing kind of came about?
Sure, absolutely, Mark. Thanks, first of all, for having us here tonight. Wow, my history goes way back. My history with Treglove starts when I was actually 16 years old, when I actually started to dance in the group. Actually, maybe even 13. Oh man, this is too many years have gone by. But I think it was anywhere between the age of 13 and 16 I started dancing. Then took a step back, got married. And then it was 22 years ago where Albert Chasser approached me and asked me, listen, the dance group is without a teacher. Are you interested in coming back to teach? Thought about it long and hard, and of course my love for the dance, the culture, is always strong. So I did. I met with the group. There was four couples at the time. They wanted something different. They wanted something new. They didn't want the same old, same old. They also wanted a different style of teaching. They wanted to go more authentic, and I was totally on board for that. So I started doing research. It wasn't very easy. Internet wasn't something that was readily available at the time. Got my hands on a couple of books, which made it also interesting and difficult because I had steps and dances and other books with music. Had to somehow try and put them all together. I do have to pay homage to Toronto. They did help me out. They sent me a couple videos. They sent me a costume that I could sort of replicate. And then, of course, the first Folklorama as a teacher, I brought up the Prekmudje suite.
Wow.
Followed by that, then consecutive different groups, right. Or different regions, sorry, from Štajerska, we redid our Gorenska, Bela Krajina, Notrajinska, Primorska, and then Dolenska. And lots
of iterations.
And a lot of iterations. Koroška mixed in, absolutely. And with that, it became a little easier, made connections in Slovenia, and they were then very helpful in advice, very helpful with information. Then books became readily available. But all in all, just a lot of research.
Do you have a favorite suite?
Wow. It's hard. Sometimes it's Bela Krajina. Sometimes it's Štajerska. I love the look.
The one that we get right. The one
yeah. I like the look of Gorenska. Every year it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. I think my favorite is always watching the group. It's energy, mm-hmm. and which one they like the best, because that's the one that showcases the best.
Sure, and different groups of people will have different chemistries with different sets. I remember when I was dancing, the Prekmudje one was always my favorite.
It still is.
I thought we did that one the best, and it was always my favorite to perform, not just because that's where my family's from, but also I thought it just was a really nice set, and always, I think, it showcased what we were able to do to its fullest.
Yes.
Okay, Miranda, all wide-eyed over there. Your history in the group. We've danced together before, many times,
yes.
All over the world. Tell me a little bit about your history and your experiences in the dance group.
Well, I started dancing in Zvonček, so I've been dancing for 24 years. I've never stopped. I've coordinated a few times, and I've done pastries, but I kept dancing because I love it. I've been dancing in Triglav for the past 11 years, and it's amazing. It's my favorite part of my culture is to showcase the, in the dancing.
Favorite set?
Well, Prekmoria for sure, because my family's from there. But it is the more lively suite, and I love my costume. It's yellow, so.
So tell me about how this whole thing came about with you taking over the dance group. Did you, was this something that you actively sought out, or did somebody approach you? What was going through your head? Because it's a big commitment.
Yes, yes. So negative on the someone approaching me. Christina announced that she was taking a step back, very sadly. And I enjoy dancing so much. I love what she's done with the group, and I want to continue the traditional, authentic dancing. And I think that I have the skills, and I hope that the group and the community support me, but I'm really looking forward to showcasing the culture.
So I see you nodding your head, Christina.
Absolutely.
You feel, I mean, like, again, we've all worked together for such a long time. I don't even think I need to ask whether you feel comfortable handing the reins over or passing it on to Miranda. Any pieces of advice that you pass along?
Well, we've had quite the meeting, and I've passed on a lot of information to her and a lot of advice. I think one of them is just one day at a time, one step at a time. She's got a lot of strengths. She has my 150,000% support.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there for her, and I will be there for the group in any way they need me. But I'm very confident, and I'm very certain that Miranda will lead the group very well. She's got a lot of qualities that she's fantastic, and she knows her stuff.
She does.
She does.
Yeah, we've done it all. So I guess one of the things that sticks out to me when I was in the group was this idea of like goals and setting goals. I know you're a big proponent of having an end goal in mind, whatever that is. I want to ask you, and then I want to ask you, goals that you set, that you achieved, and maybe some that you saw but didn't quite get to, thoughts, feelings on those sorts of things.
Absolutely. The goals that I set, first of all, the goal for me always was to keep the culture alive through song and dance, to give some place where the youth could connect within the community, to create an environment that was safe for our youth, to create an environment where they got to share something together, something unique, and that is our culture and our dance. Also to give them lifelong friendships. That being said, also to give them an opportunity when you're performing on stage and when you're dancing with someone, these are life skills that you can transpose into many different areas of your life. Going to Slovenia. For sure.
Yeah.
Traveling. We even went to Italy. We've gone to a lot of places that everywhere we've gone, the biggest thrill is now being invited,
mm-hmm.
not having to ask. And that has been the case in the last couple of years where we've had other communities invite us. And that is including Slovenia.
Mm-hmm.
There's been lots of that. And that is a true testament to the group and to our dedication. What's missed? Yes, for me, you'll all probably get a chuckle out of it, but I've always wanted to take the group to Disney, to Disney World. Yeah, absolutely. To go to Epcot Center.
Yeah.
That's the one that's eluded me.
You've been to Slovenia. Now what are you going to do? I'm going to
Disney
World.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Miranda, goals? What are some things that you want to do now that you're taking over this group, some things that you maybe have planned for a year, 5 years, 10 years down the road? What would you like to see?
Disney World?
Yes!
Yay!
We'll rejoin the dance group just so I can go to Disney World.
Well, the goals are always set at the beginning of the year with the group,
mm-hmm.
Which we haven't had our meeting yet this year. I haven't thought about long term. Would like to see what the dynamic of the group is then.
Sure.
Slovenia is obviously another goal. They're always willing to help us to get there, and it really connects the youth when they go on a trip like that.
Were you there the first? You were there the first time we went in 2000.
Was it 2000?
And I can tell you that was just the difference, like you said, between the 2000 trip and the 2009 trip was huge. Going in the first time and everybody kind of looking at us like these weirdos from Canada, and it was true. Like we went around all these different villages and towns and all over the in Kolpura and around that area. Be like, who are these people? And then the second time we went back, it was like, no, we want those people to come here. We know who they are now. And so I think, like you said, that idea of developing that awareness of the group over the years has been really something else. And I'm looking forward to seeing what. Because you said, like Christina said, you have a lot of cool skills and a lot of bright ideas. So I'm interested to see where it all goes.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to working with you at Folklorama. It's going to be a lot of fun. One of the things that really stands out to me is this notion of how long the dance group has been around in our community. We've seen other cultural things come and go. The Slovenian language classes, various other sorts of activities. What do you think it is about the dance group that has made it such a pivot point of the entire community? Because it really is. Like, it is a very central focused, thing where we dump put a lot of resources into it. I want to know, what do you think has kept that dance group going? Because you've been involved for so long, and you've been involved for so long, and I've been involved for so long. Why has it been around for so long and kept its momentum?
I agree with you. It definitely has. It's been around since 1972. I have to say, it's good that it has. It's sad that it's the only thing that has, because I think there's opportunity there for so many other things to come along. People just have to step up and take the bull by the horns and actually create these clubs or these little groups and work hard.
So is that it? Like, is that...
It is. It's dedication. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
It is a crazy amount of hours to organize something
like this. And having
that
person, that one person sort of at the forefront who's willing to put that time in, like you said, grab that bull by the horns and drag it through whatever...
We certainly don't have... There's certainly... It's a small percentage of youth that has participated in dancing. I mean, as children, we all kind of do. But once you get to Triglav,
mm-hmm.
it's a small percentage that still is interested, because they're interested. They're interested in the folklore. They're interested in the culture. They're interested in dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've created the friendships, right, that
right.
have connected them all. So it's not everyone. I wish it were more. But, I mean, I understand also it's not going to hold everyone's interest. I wish there were other little groups that held other people's interests.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always been, I think, a strong commitment. Folklorama feeds that
mm-hmm.
for sure, feeds the groups for sticking around and giving them a venue to be able to perform for a whole week long. Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, like, we've been in you've been doing it almost like probably longer than I have. I got out of the dancing thing years and years ago. What's kept you in it for so, I know you said you have such a passion for the culture, but I mean, I got a passion for my culture too, and that gets you so far, and then you're like, okay, well, I got other things that I want to do. What keeps drawing you to that particular thing that allows you to crystallize that passion? Why dancing? Why not poetry or painting or something else?
I like performing. I think that's what it is. It's kind of an adrenaline rush when you get on that stage, and to look out into the audience and see how happy you're making people feel, it's like, it makes you feel great, right? And like Folklorama definitely is the butt of that.
Mm-hmm.
And like even the kids, it's the same thing, right? They get super nervous, but then once they get on stage, you're showcasing something like with colors and song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just great.
Do you think other activities in our community would benefit from that sort of mindset, even if it wasn't at Folklorama, that this sort of a public promotion sort of mindset where it's like, you're going to do this thing and we're going to put it out for people to see? I'm trying to think of like how language classes could like fit into that, or cooking classes or something like that. Do you think that those things would benefit from that? Would you be more interested in doing them if there was this sort of presentation component where you put it out to people and it's like we're going to host a dinner or we're going to...
Yeah, you know what? That would probably make a difference. Say if you had language classes that you learn, you know, in the back room of the hall, and then you have an evening where you get to spend time with, you know, the older people of the community and showcase, you know, I learned this for the past however many weeks. I think that would make a difference.
We do like a Slovenian poetry jam. They would all be poems about apples and trees and stuff, the basic words that people learn. It'd be really funny.
I think also it really does take the dedication of the leader of whatever little group you've created and work with. Through the 22 years, it's easy to get discouraged. I'm not going to lie. You know, you've got four couples. Then I went to 10 couples. Then I went to 5 couples. Then I went to 8 couples. So sometimes it can get discouraging, right? You need people that are dedicated and persevere and believe exactly in what they're doing. People will come, but you can't carry the high forever with everything. There's like a high and then there's a lower period. Go up and down, up and down. And you just have to persevere. And if you persevere, you will succeed.
This is true. This is good. I feel like we're getting lots of good life lessons. One step at a time, one dance at a time. Persevere and you'll trudge through anything. I want to talk about Slovenia, because that was a huge, both of those trips were a huge turning point, I think, for our group. I know the people that went on those trips came back. At least I can speak for myself. I came back with a much greater appreciation for what we were doing, especially after that second trip, the one that you and I were on. And I want to talk about, tell me a little bit about that process of getting that going and what that was like for you to kind of put those trips together and see the end result. You know, I know we were on that trip together, but I don't think I've ever talked to you about sort of how that thing all turned out and what you felt about it. Because I know, speaking of ups and downs and highs and lows, there's lots of those on both the trips. And so I'm interested in your perspective on that adventure or those two adventures.
The adventure begins probably a year before we go. There's an awful lot of work that's done behind the scenes with myself and the government of Slovenia. I think each trip that we've taken probably has at least about 2.5-inch thick documentation that goes with that. Each one has been tremendously successful. Each one has really brought the group together stronger and has allowed us to continue on the path that we've sort of set, and that's being, you know, authentic. The first group I took was the biggest eye-opener in the respect that, you know, we didn't understand the singing was so, so important, right? I kept trying to say it, but it's hard to sometimes sell it when you don't have a backing. And when we got to Slovenia and they actually saw that dancing is as equally important as singing or vice versa, I mean, they bought in immediately. Never from that day on did I ever have to tell them why they have to sing. It's just part of it. There was a strong sense of community. We took care of one another. We watched over each other. The hard parts is these trips are jam-packed full. There's not a moment I think we had 15 minutes on the Moria on a boat the first time around of free time. Okay? So it does get tense. People get tired.
Yep.
Everybody has a little hissy fit and we move on. But nothing bad, like nothing wrong, nothing bad. Everybody sort of has that moment of on both trips. But you know what?
I remember we almost killing each other on a bus. Towards the end of the second trip in some mountain town we had just performed.
Yes.
And we, yeah, that was, we got pretty close to murdering everybody on
We'd wake up at 7 and we would be done by 1 in the morning. So how do you not get worn down? Yeah. But I think overall we came back stronger. I know that there are a lot of groups that have actually fallen apart after they've come back from Slovenia. And so I think it's pay homage to the group for caring about one another, right? Our community is so small. We do care about one another,
yeah.
Right? Someone always told me, we may not like each other all the time, but we love each other.
This is very true. It's like a family,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So all in all, yeah, everyone came back. Another moment that really sticks in my head was the first time we performed in Koper.
Yeah.
And we were waiting in line to go to, I was waiting to hear the speaker call us to come on stage. And I'm paying attention because I couldn't hear. And I turn around and the whole group was crying. Guys, not so much, but they were shuffling their feet. They were trying to hold it in, no matter what you say. You were all trying to hold it in. And I was blown away. And I said, guys, what's the matter? And it was like a full circle moment where you guys said back to me, you know what, we're dancing where our, you know, where our ancestors are from. Like, yeah. It just hit you emotionally, every single person. And I had to create a joke to get you, you know, out of that moment, because you're going on in 10 seconds, right? Yeah. And you nailed the performance. It was beautiful. But it was nice. It was nice to see, you know, that full circle moment come to pass.
My dad just got back from traveling to Slovenia, and he was actually around that area with Koper and Piran and Uzula and all those places. And he was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, did you go to that place where we danced? I think it was in Piran. Was it the one with the town square in the middle, and it goes up like a big...
I think so. It's like, yeah, so many places.
I stood right in that, and that is when I remember so distinctly, because it was so slippery.
That too.
All marble, and our boots had no grip, and we're just sliding all over the place. It was like our second performance of that trip. And he's like, oh, yeah, I stood right in that center square. It still looks as beautiful as it did when we were there the first time.
That was the hardest trip that we've had of all of them, because we had a 4-hour practice during the day in the heat,
mm-hmm.
right? From 10 to 12, right. And then from
in that beautiful courtyard of that hotel.
Yeah. And then we went and performed sometimes twice,
yep.
outside in the 30-degree, 40-degree heat in our costumes for an hour each time.
Yep.
That was something else. Yeah, there certainly was no holiday per se, but it was definitely worth the learning experience and the connection the group made.
Wasn't quite the spa trip that we got on the second one, eh?
No.
So you went on the second trip
right.
in 09, and I was there as well. Tell me about your experience with that trip. Things that you learned, things that you took back. How did you feel about the whole trip? And like, that was, I know it was a little while ago, but I'm asking for a little digging, but
that's okay. It was amazing. I mean, I can remember that. It was nice to go with my family, because most of my family was in the group, so that was a good support system. And
so the one you only missed, almost missed your flight.
Yes.
I remember that too.
Yes, they had to page us. Thanks, Mark. don't worry, Three Glove Dancers will be on time. performing there was amazing, and we performed in the Petui Castle.
Yes,
that was iconic. That's probably the best word to say. Like the sound of our heels on the floor there.
Yep,
it was, and the like the tourist things that we got to see as well. Like it was overall, it was such a great experience.
Yeah, I remember performing, I think, in your family's village.
Yes.
And everybody, and we were playing in a theater, from what I remember.
Yes.
And we were singing a song. It might have been Delaney Teehee.
Oh, yes.
And everybody, I'm looking out in the audience, and everybody's either singing along or bawling their eyes out.
Yes.
Or both. You know, just like, just waterworks everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's like, to have that sort of effect, and to have people acknowledge that it's like, people outside of Slovenia can appreciate Slovenian culture. Some people who aren't even Slovenian in this group can appreciate Slovenian culture to the point where it's like, yeah, they get it. They understand everything. Next trip to Slovenia?
upcoming.
2020?
Hopefully, yes. I mean, the sooner the better. We'll see what the dynamics of the group are. And obviously, it brings the group closer together. So it's been a while since we've been, so it's on the radar for sure.
Any big secrets that you're planning this year that you can divulge on the show?
I have to go through the 12 boxes I got from Christina of material. No, I'm just kidding. It's not 12.
No, it's like 15. We all know. It's like 15 boxes.
I have a few things in the back of my mind.
Any regions that we haven't done that you want to do?
No. I think we have a good solid base of costumes, and there's, I mean, I can't remember what Christina said, and I'm sure I'll get it, but there's a few variations.
Yeah.
Of dances. So, I mean, we'll explore maybe something a little different, a different step or a different style, but I think we'll stick with what we have so far.
Was it the Raskrizhia set that's always the one that's really weird?
Raskrizhia is part of Prekmurje. I think you're thinking Rezia, the
really
wild one.
Yeah.
That's always been a dream of all of ours, but
that's something else.
That's something else.
It's the singing, isn't it? That's really strange.
Actually, even the dancing.
The dancing
it's
is
all
weird too.
It's off. It's offbeat.
Mountain people, I think.
Yeah, valley. They were stuck in a valley.
Stuck in a valley around
between
mountains.
Yeah.
I mean, I got so many great memories of being in the group and dancing with people. And like you said, it's all about ups and downs and ups and downs.
Come on back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I found a good spot here. I don't know if I don't know if I have the legs for it anymore. I think I'm getting too old. I can't keep up with all you young people. It's funny that I'm saying that now. Jesus, being the youngest in the group when I started, 16, I was almost there. I don't know if there's too much more I want to ask. I think we covered pretty much everything I wanted to talk about. Anything the two of you want to add as far as like dance group, the history, the culture, final plug to get anybody to join.
Oh.
This is the time. All 7 people who listen to this show are going to be like, yeah, let's go.
I think it's more than 7.
Oh, I hope so. I really hope so.
No, I just wanted to take a moment to thank the community for all of the support that they have shown me and that they've shown Triglav under my leadership. I look forward to them supporting Miranda as strongly as they've supported me and continue to support the dance ensemble Triglav. These are a group of individuals who love our community, who love our culture, who love representing, again, our culture and our community wherever they go. They do a fantastic job. They are incredible ambassadors. And just all in all, a great big thanks to everyone.
Aw.
So now nice. That I'm crying.
Okay, well, let's just, before we close up, we'll shift directions slightly. One of the things I like to ask all my guests when they come on this show is not only where we've been, but where we like to go. And not necessarily just focused around the dance group, but maybe just in general. Things that you'd like the community to, things you'd like to see in the community going forward, just in general. Thoughts? I know you've done some work with the CSCS and all that. So, some things that you maybe would like to see the community delve into in the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years, what would you like to see?
Like projects?
Anything. Yeah. Projects, ideas, topics.
Well, it'd be nice for the language classes to come back.
Yeah, I would agree.
Would you take them? You would take them?
I probably would. Yeah, actually, you know, I missed them the first time around.
Okay.
And I really regretted it. I look back on it now and, you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, man, I should have done that when I had the opportunity.
Right.
And I might have a much deeper appreciation for it now, especially now, you know, if we start to talk about children and this and that, it's like, I want to make sure that my children can have that opportunity and, you know, that they can hear me speaking Slovenian like I heard my dad and my grandparents speaking Slovenian. I would probably look into that.
Well, hopefully that comes back around. Stuff that I'd like a direction I'd like to see the community go in. I think we're getting there. A lot of the youth is quite involved in the community, and you know, I just want the youth to stay. I don't want anybody to leave the community. I think we have a really good base of people. And if we continue to grow, so when Mark has kids, continue to grow and, you know, like, just feed the things that work,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
What do you think? Things that you'd like to see in the community, Christina, down the road?
I do. I keep mentioning it. I'd like to see other people come up with their ideas where they think that it doesn't even have to be the youth. It can be any age group, any demographic of our community. Create these little groups, like Triglo. Maybe not dancing, of course, but you can have a prayer group. You can have a sewing group. You can have a soccer group. You can have a hunting group. You can have all these kinds of different groups that feed other people's interests, right? And it doesn't have to be, like I said, it doesn't have to be a lot. It can be three people. It can be five people, right? Just something to create a connection between people, common interests. Like I know, for example, I'm going to commit on air now. I can't commit for anything long term because I've got other personal commitments that are taking up my time, but I love to do cooking classes.
Yes, and I would be very much interested in those as well.
Or baking classes, right? Not something that's going to take months and months, but once I finish school, you know, or I'm close to being there, I will have a little bit more time. And so then once a week for, you know, 3 weeks or something in a row, I can manage that. So things like that. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't know if you've ever been to the DeLucas.
Have. 100%.
Oh, yeah. That would be like the most amazing.
Yeah, but that's not you cooking. That's me, you watching me cook.
Yeah, but then you could structure it that there's like some participation involved and people get to see the recipes and they get to eat. And there's that sort of fellowship at the end where everybody's kind of eating together. And they're
Have you ever been to these
DeLucas? I haven't.
So worth it. We still have like we use the pizza recipe all the time. It's amazing.
Yes.
And you just get to watch Mama DeLucas. There and she
so
just,
I'd rather get you cooking. I'd rather get your hands in there and making it, and then we can have a lovely dinner.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then there's all kinds of connections to, you know, the pavilion and cooking and working in the kitchen and all those kind of cross connections. But for sure, that's such an important part of the culture that it'd be a shame to let that dissipate as people leave and go and whatever. Yeah, well, I just want to thank both of you for taking time out to make this happen. I hope it wasn't too crazy for you.
No, thank you for having
us. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Songs that you want to hear. I think I got yours by text.
I know. It's an oldie, but I can't help it. I've always loved it. I've always loved it.
I don't remember what it was.
Tamke Murkets Vitor.
Okay.
This is a song that has always been sung, at least by someone from Triglo. And this is also a song that the girls of Triglo sang, I think, a couple of years ago. So it has significant meaning to me right from beginning to the end.
Perfect. We'll definitely throw that in. Song that you want to hear?
Well, I'll throw a modern one at you.
Okay.
Because hit me. Ava, my daughter, absolutely loves Atomic Harmonic. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's no problem. We've definitely played them on the show before.
And she loves the song Lepson Chendan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a kid's song. They do some action. So she's always watching that on YouTube.
Perfect. Well, I will definitely play that for her and you on the show. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it.
You know some scoopy. Dans en lip son chendan.
Lejimu travi. Inglida me bo. Kir podijo se oblaki. Le kam je sonce zašlo.
Ja, kje bo jih sonček?
Pa prileti avion. Zapijem na glas.
Čujo, avion.
Si zapojete z nami. Da nam bo krajši čas. Jaz letim kot avion in sem močan, močan kakor slon in visok, visok kot žirafa, tako visok,
tako
visok. In skačem dol iz hriba in plavam, plavam tako riba in te primam, primam za roko, sem vesel in bom zapil, jo kako lep so žendar.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
That was Atomic Harmonique with Alep Sonchandan, and that one's for Miranda and Ava. I hope you were listening and dancing along with it. We got a couple of dates coming up in our community that you should be aware of. First of all, on November 19th, there is a CSCS meeting at 11:30 in the morning after church. That is a Sunday in the church hall. And then on December 10th, we have a bingo at 11:30 a.m. And of course, as always, keep watching the website canadianslovenian.mb.ca for any news and updates pertaining to anything going on in the community. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to come right back at you with a little bit more music. Christina Majewski wanted to hear a song that, you know, when I asked her about it, you could really tell when she gave the answer in the interview that it really, really meant something to her. And so I'm so happy to be able to play this song for her and get it out there. This song is Tam Kiarmurka Sveto by Ensemble Bratov Alsenik. And it is a really beautiful song, and I know it means a lot to Christina. So we're going to play it, and it's a really great song, and I hope you enjoy it. Here you go.
Tam, kjer murke cvetu, tam, kjer ptički pojo, lepi dragi. Tam, kjer encijan plave, sprešerno bahav, nežno vabi. Tu dolino zeleno me vliče, tako kot v nobeno. Prijazno pozdravlja me srajčko rumeno. A vrh strme pečine grad kameno buja spomine. Spomni pegama se se smehlja in si misli vse mine. Ti dolina zelena s krvijo prepojena pred ptički pojo v lepi dragi.
Lepi dragi.
Tam, kjer encijan plave s preširno bahav, nežno vabi.
Nežno vabi.
To dolino zeleno me vliče tako kot v nobeno.
Kot nobeno.
Mi je jo rikal prijazno, pozdravlja me srajčko rumeno.
Srajčko rumeno.
A vrh strme pečine grad kameno buja spomine. Spomni pegama se se smehlja in si misli se mine. Ti dolina zelena s krvijo prepojena pred rado. Te vedno bom ljubil, nikoli pozabil ne
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to bring us to the end of our show for this month. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in and listening and for your continued support of this show. I also want to take this chance to thank our sponsors, the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society, for supporting our show and making it happen. Of course, if you want to get in contact with me, the best way is through email, slowpegpodcast@gmail.com, slopegpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me any kinds of requests, dedications, birthdays, what have you. I will do my best to put it on the show. Or you can just tap me on the shoulder at church, turn me around and say, hey, can you play this song for me? And I will do my best to make it happen. You know, one of my favorite things about doing this show is I get to explore lots of different kinds of Slovenian music, both traditional and contemporary. And one of the things I've learned is that Slovenian music comes in so many amazing, amazing varieties. And the band I'm going to play for you to finish off the show is definitely of the heavier rock variety. They are fantastic. I don't know what it is about Slovenian bands and female front female singers, but man, they're between these guys and Trash Candy, and there's a couple others, that is just fantastic. The band name is Nao Sayon, and it's spelt very strange. It's N-A-I-O-S-S-A-I-O-N. So it doesn't really spell phonetically. It's a very very odd spelling, but awesome band. They're on Spotify. You can find them. Really, really great stuff. The song I'm going to play for you right now, it actually just got released fairly recently, and after a sort of 10-year hiatus that the band took, and it is great. It is a tremendous song. It's got a little heavier feel to it. So for you rock enthusiasts out there, this one's for you. I know I'm digging it. The song is called Ischim Te, and I really hope you enjoy it. And we'll see you next month.
Stoji i za ne znam, ne znam.